Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Time to get stuck into a little bit of Tranmere as well, and a man that is extremely busy, but never too busy for this particular show, especially with Steve Hothersall's show, Sean Garnett. He's actually on the I believe you're on the training field right now, Sean. Is this true?
Yes, yeah. We've had to switch the training times around with the boys that are not involved tonight. We're going to do a little bit of a session with them this morning, so I do apologise if the reception's not great.
No worries, mate. As long as nobody's kicking a footy at you, mate. You know, I know what them footballers are like, wanting to wind you up and stuff, eh?
Yeah, something could come my way, I bet you.
Listen, tonight's a big one because obviously momentum's key at this crucial stage of the season. Kicking on, obviously, hoping to move on from this particular division. Is there a bit of a buzz now with the boys, obviously, off the back of the win at the weekend?
Yeah, it's definitely been a lift for us. We went into the Eastleigh game, you know, with full of confidence, but away games in this league are difficult to pick up 3 points. But, you know, the boys stuck to the plan and we were lucky to score goals at the right time, which enabled us to come away with 3 points. So it's a great lift going into tonight's game against Boreham Wood.
I'm sure Tranmere fans are fully aware that James Wallace is out, mate. I mean, that's a bit of a kick in the teeth.
Yeah, you know, at the moment we've got a healthy squad. So boys are either not in the team through injury or not in the team through selection. Then we've got plenty of boys who've took the place of what, if you call them first teamers, that are not playing at the moment. But it's healthy. It's healthy. You talk to any manager at any club, and if he's got a healthy squad, that makes for healthy competition, which hopefully makes for better results.
No, absolutely. And one of the key things from the game against Eastleigh is that James Norwood got that monkey off his back, mate. I've no doubt he was probably getting a few pelters in the changing room, weren't he? You know what I mean? About not bagging it. But he managed to get one at the weekend, and hopefully that's the start of many.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Norse is good at giving stick out. So the last couple of weeks, he's had to take a little bit off the lads. But I made up for him. He's worked extremely hard. The one thing you can ask of strikers when they're not scoring goals is that they give something to the team in terms of work rate and defensively. And to be fair to Norse, he's gave 110% and kept going and kept believing in that his goal would come. So hopefully that's a start of a run for him.
You could tell he was relieved, mate, with the celebration. He was buzzing.
Yeah, do you know what? I mean, he's had a couple of, you know, as we all know, he's had a couple of chances where he could have broke his duck earlier, but it wasn't to be. But he stuck at it, and he's a strong character, and he believes in his ability. And you could see by the celebrations that he was relieved for it. And, you know, he scored goals at this level, and we can hope he can kickstart him again for the remainder of the games of this season.
No, absolutely. Listen, through the FA Cup, the spotlight's been on your division, obviously through what Lincoln have been doing and what Sutton United have been doing. Does that just go to prove with how well those lads have done and obviously got themselves to the latter stages of the FA Cup, the quality that is in the division?
Definitely. I mean, I've said it, you know, since sort of Tranmere, unfortunately, we got relegated and we ended up in the National League. It's a better league than people give it credit for. We associate it with, you know, non-league teams and semi-professional teams. It's not that. There's full-time teams in this league now who have in place what Premiership staff have in place, i.e. fitness coaches, nutritionists, physios, you name it, the match analysis, all these, you know, the National League now are covered with all this. So it was no great surprise to me that, you know, the likes of Sutton's done well, the likes of Lincoln have done well. And I think it just shows you what we're up against in this league. It's not as easy as everyone thinks.
How have a couple of the new lads settled in since January? Obviously, you got Mr. Buxton from Portsmouth, mate. Has he settled in quite well?
Yeah, unfortunately for that, he got a sending off on his debut. So we're just getting him serving his three-match ban, and he'll be back in the squad. Ben Tollett and Jack Dunn have come into the squad as well, and they've settled in really well. They've given us a little bit of youth in the side, but also they give us a little bit of flair. They're both typical, as I'd call them, typical wingers. As much as they can drive you mad, they can win you games. and the boss has sort of shaped them round into doing the ugly side of it. But what they have offered us, they've definitely offered us something going forward.
Listen, mate, game in hand tonight. If you win tonight, then obviously this propels you back up the league table. It's plumbing tight, pal. It's absolutely tight. You don't know whether you're coming or going, but it's important that you keep your foot on the gas now till the end of the season.
Definitely, you know, we look at it and there's 15 games to go, there's 45 points to play for, there's a bunch of us at the top. If we win tonight and the results don't go Lincoln's way, we're 1 point behind, and we know there's a lot of big games coming up, a lot of tough games, but you know, all we can keep doing is trying to treat every game as a game as it comes up, and that we want to win every game. Prepare right, stick to the plan, and hopefully we can churn the results off and keep us in contention. Because as the season gets nearer towards the end, I think if there's a cluster of us near the top, it could be anyone's. So we definitely think we're good enough to go up. We want to go up, but things are in place off the field for us to go up. So we'll just keep at it.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.